Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Trey Hendrickson, the top pass rusher in the league in sack count the last couple of seasons, who's been at odds with the Cincinnati Bengals over his contract. 17 and a half sacks back-to-back years the last 2 years. And TFL and pressure numbers to go right along with those sack totals to say he's an elite defender. Wants a new deal, hasn't gotten one, has been demanding a trade, doesn't want to sign with the Bengals. Supposedly, he's done there. He has called the coach a liar. He has said that basically the relationship is beyond repair. Well, the report yesterday was that the Bengals and Trey Hendrickson have started on contract talks again.
Isn't that amazing how that happens?
For the first time in several months, there's now optimism surrounding Hendrickson's future with the Bengals, according to ESPN.com. The two sides talking again on a contract and about his future with the team. Hendrickson, an All-Pro last season, coming off the 35 sacks in the last 2 years, I guess reversing course, saying he didn't want to talk about a deal, that he wanted to be out of there. Quote, when there's a lack of communication in any relationship, where it's a business or personal relationship, lack of communication leads to animosity, and that leaves my narrative only to me with no clear direction, Hendrickson said on May 13th when asked about whether he wants to remain with the Bengals. So we could be going the way of Myles Garrett here. Remember his big dog and pony show?
Yep.
I'm never going to play for the Browns again. I want to play for a Super Bowl contender. I'm tired of losing. And then all of a sudden they paid him record money. And he was very happy to stay in Cleveland.
And it was this is a contender. I don't know what you guys thought I meant. Yeah, I mean, there were two ways I thought this would go. You know, and this sort of happened with Trent Williams. Now, it didn't end up settling here for a contract, but I think he would have signed one had they offered him a brand new deal to go on top of his current big deal that, you know, put him back at the front of the line again in terms of value. But of course, Bruce Allen got into some sort of weird contest. But yeah, I thought we could go Myles Garrett here, where all it would take is some money, or that he would end up being shipped out because Cincinnati just couldn't get right. I mean, they're in the middle of demonstrating they can't get right on their Shamar Stewart situation in terms of, you know, trying to put some weird language in a contract that's never been put in a first-rounder's contract before, by all accounts. But, I mean, they're basically going the ultimate stars and scrubs type deal here. If they do end up signing Trey Hendrickson, it's Burrow they paid, two great receiver they paid, and then Hendrickson they paid, and they pretty much are fielding you, me, Clary, and Darius for the rest of the roster.
I thought about that. I mean, they are going to be the Rams. Now, it worked for L.A., but you have to stay super healthy, and then you need those stars to play
out of their minds, highest level.
But yeah, if you want to pay Jamar Chase crazy money, they did. If you want to give T. Higgins all the cash, they did. If you want to make Joe Burrow one of the highest paid quarterbacks in the world, they were able to. And then you want to go to the defensive side of the ball and meet the expectations of and meet the demands of Trey Hendrickson. There's enough cap space to do that. Like when we say, oh, they don't have enough cap space, it's just because the assumption is you're going to spend good money everywhere else. But you could go with the philosophy, and that you're right, it's called stars and scrubs. We're like, we're going to pay, I don't know the exact percentage, but let's say 60 or 70% of our cap to like our top 10 players or, you know, whatever. And then after that, it's going to be a lot of young guys, rookies. We've got to hit in the draft, undrafted free agents. How many UDFAs were the Rams bringing in at different points? You got to trust your scouting staff. You have to be confident that you can find players on the cheap. But if you are, then it's not that bad of a philosophy. But you can't control the health part, and that's got to go your way. I guess you could say that about a team building another way, too. And the other thing is, you cannot afford a guy like Trey Hendrickson, when you do this, to have an 11-sack season. Like you can't do the Daron Payne thing. I pay you, right, and then you regress. Everybody needs to play at the top of their game when you're making all the money.
And you need, you already hit on this, but just to double down, you need like several of those. Can you believe this guy was a seventh rounder or the fourth rounder turned into a stud, or the guy that they thought was a developmental project sure as bleep developed and turned into something? You have to hit a lot. This is the ultimate team game, or it's, you know, it's that mobile chessboard. Obviously having a quarterback that's incredible is a game changer, and you're going to be in a lot of games because they've got Joe Burrow, an MVP candidate, every time he takes the field. But outside of that, you could have a $40 million defensive end, and the team could go the other direction because the rest of your line is a bunch of scrubs that wouldn't start for anybody else. Like, you got to hit more often on those sorts of things. As you said, it puts a ton of pressure on scouting, and those guys have to stay healthy. But I think that's true for any team. So I don't want to say I dismiss that one. That's like, yeah, every team needs a good fortune with health, regardless of if they're built stars and scrubs or even Steven or everybody makes the same or whatever. But to me, it's about A, those stars being awesome, and B, just finding a dozen diamonds where nobody else was looking.
For sure.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.